Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And for companies that are considering a SharePoint 2013 migration, the move may not be as turnkey as one might think. Migrations can be time-consuming, costly, and difficult. So in any migration, you have to consider a few factors. Consider the current environment as well as governance and architecture concerns. You need to think about the data you have already to determine what you really want to migrate. And in addition to evaluating architecture and whittling legacy information, you have to consider things like taxonomy and metadata as well as secondary issues such as storage capacity. So today we have BI and SharePoint expert Scott Robinson with us to discuss some of the challenges of migrating to SharePoint and some tactics to help you out. So welcome, Scott.
Always a pleasure, Lauren.
Thanks for being here. So Scott, I have a few questions for you. So the first question I have is, you know, we talk a lot about this, but why is migration from another platform difficult?
Migration is a scary, scary thing no matter where you're migrating from. But when you're migrating into SharePoint from another platform, you have a whole host of issues that kick into play that you're typically not going to have if you're going old SharePoint to new SharePoint. If I'm coming from another platform, and a recent example in my work was from the LiveLink platform, you're usually not only coming from a data source where you've got things stored in a different format, you're usually coming from another platform altogether. LiveLink, for instance, is an Oracle platform, and information is stored in a very different way because Oracle's architecture differs from SQL Server's significantly. And, of course, SharePoint is built on SQL Server. So when I'm migrating content out of a foreign CMS into the SharePoint CMS, I have to attend to every last detail. Otherwise, I'm going to have a massive, massive train wreck on the SharePoint side.
So how can you prepare, you know, your existing data for a successful migration?
Well, if I'm coming from one of those foreign platforms, that's a pretty tricky thing. Governance cannot be overemphasized. If I'm doing a migration, as an example, from the LiveLink platform over to the SharePoint platform, governance has to be a big part of that. Several reasons for that. First, we have inventory to consider. When I'm making the planning of a migration from one platform to another, the preparation of an inventory is a business-driven process. It's not just a checklist. It's business-driven, and I have to have a solid understanding of what I'm bringing across, why I'm bringing it across, the priority of the information I'm bringing across, and all of the stuff I have to do under the hood to make it work. The way that metadata is handled in a foreign system, like LiveLink, is very different from how metadata is handled in SharePoint. Now, all of that has to match up from a business standpoint with the taxonomy for metadata that's been laid out for my business moving forward. All of that has to be dealt with before you ever migrate a single file or a single piece of data, and governance is the place to do that.
Right, so you've already started to talk a little bit about this, but what particular challenges do legacy applications pose for migrating to SharePoint?
Legacy applications are really tricky, and the thing is that they're not only tricky from a foreign platform, they're also tricky if I'm going SharePoint to SharePoint. As an example, let's say my company has a big SharePoint 2010 deployment, many, many sites out there with tons of content, and I'm migrating to SharePoint 2013, and I've got lots of good reasons to do that, lots of new functionality that excites me that my people are going to make great use of. The biggest problem I'm going to have in those legacy sites is that I am going to have custom code scattered throughout my 2010 deployment. Now, custom code lives in a different place in SharePoint 2013 than it lived in 2010. If I'm not very careful in handling the transition of all those legacy apps and make sure that I've got it all planned out and checklisted so that I can do a confirmation that my code went where it needed to be, then I'm going to lose all kinds of site functionality once I've completed my migration. And it gets even worse when I'm migrating from a foreign platform where the custom code can live in a number of different places.
Right. So now there are some tools out there that can kind of ease this process a little bit. Can we talk about some of those?
I sure can. And we get into an interesting point here. When I'm doing a migration into SharePoint, there are two ways I can handle it. And these two ways, if you look at the blogs and look at people who talk about these experiences out there in the IT universe, they're going to be pretty emphatic that it's going to go one way or the other. If I am using my in-house people to do a migration into SharePoint, I can pull that off, especially if they're all very .NET competent and SQL competent. The problem I'm going to have is it's going to take a good long time. The reason it's going to take a good long time, well, there's two reasons. The first is that a lot of these moves need to be scripted. And almost invariably, the scripting for migration is custom scripting. The second part of that is I'm going to have to test out the scripting and do trial migrations in my test environment to get it all shaken out to where I know that my scripts work correctly, I know that everything came across as it should, all the custom patches I need to do, all of those things get identified and done. It's going to take a very long time. A typical migration can be anywhere from a year to 2 years. And that's not a trivial amount of time. It's not a trivial amount of resource. Now, the alternative I have is I can bring in a third party to handle the migration for me. Now, I've done this in the past. I've worked with a number of companies who can come in, and they've already got the scripts. They already know exactly how to nail down all the custom glitches and all the patches and all the things that need to be done. They're very good at this sort of thing. Now, there's several big names out there in the field, and most of these I have worked with, not all. AvePoint is a big third-party migrator, Knowledge Lake, Quest, and there's a new player called ShareGate that I don't have experience with, but those are just four of the companies that can come in and do the migration. Now, the thing is, they're going to save you an awful lot of time because they can get it done a lot faster than you can do it in-house, but it's going to cost you. So you can take a lot of time or you can spend a lot of money. It's going to be one or the other.
Mm. So we've already talked a little bit about, getting help from the outside, getting third parties to help you with this migration. What are some of the other lessons learned that you can share with listeners?
Well, one thing that's very important when you're thinking about a migration is that usually when you do a migration, it's because you want new functionality and you're expanding your CMS universe. You're trying to create a bigger resource than you had in the past. If I'm going from SharePoint 2010 to SharePoint 2013, or if I'm going from another platform to SharePoint 2013, it's because I want new utility in my information. Now, doing it backwards is the worst thing you can do, and backwards means I migrate the stuff and then I implement the new functionality. That's the wrong way to do it. The best way to do it is to go ahead and sit down with your business leaders, sit down with your decision makers and your stakeholders and say, what is this new functionality we're after? Go ahead and do your design work. Go ahead and pilot the design work in your test environment. And by this, I mean, let's talk about managed metadata. Let's talk about our term stores. Let's decide how we're going to do these things. Make those decisions up front. Have a plan for how you're going to be handling your CMS content moving forward before you begin the migration. That way, you're going to have all of these things in place, your managed metadata, the replacement of lookup columns, term stores. All of these things will be worked out and settled with your stakeholders, and there will be business-level agreement on usage of content before you start migrating. Because if you migrate and then do these things after the fact, you're going to be doing things twice. You're going to be doing things over. It's going to take a lot longer to migrate.
So are there any other sort of tactics that people should be aware of in thinking about a SharePoint migration?
Well, there's one problem that pops up an amazing percentage of the time, and you wouldn't think this would be the case, but often there are hybrid migrations that are required. And by hybrid migration, I had this happen to me about 3 years ago. A hybrid migration is one where you're bringing content over from another system, something that's not SharePoint, but at the same time, you already have a SharePoint system in place. Now, typically in that situation, the CMS is something that's not Microsoft, but you've been doing collaboration through Microsoft. Let's say you have a SharePoint 2007, a MOS deployment, where your people have been doing internal collaboration, and then you have something like LiveLink, an Oracle-based content system, and you have to take the two of them and migrate them into, for instance, a SharePoint 2013 deployment. Now, that gets really, really tricky because you're mixing and matching. You're not only having to provide a location for the content that's coming over from Oracle, you've also got an awful lot of business-level content that just snuck up on you while you had MOS and the 2007 deployment going. This can be documents, it can be team documents, things that that groups that were collaborating made use of, and you have to mix and match all of this and move it across. When you have to do something like that, it becomes even more important to have governance in place, because you're going to be migrating two different systems into SharePoint 2013 simultaneously. You'd be amazed how often that problem pops up these days.
Well, as always, thank you so much, Scott, for shedding light on some complicated issues related to SharePoint.
Happy to do it.
And for more on SharePoint, visit searchcontentmanagement.com. And I'm Lauren Horwitz. Until next time.